Cheater on the Rood with Lee Papa and Jeff Chrysler, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Radio Network.
Blog, flying solo tonight on Cheater in the Rood here on the Progressive Radio Network. Jeff Chrysler is prepping to get ready to go off to England and to do some comedy shows there. That's right, he is a performing, working comedian. So we try to bring you the quality here at Cheater in the Rood. So I am feeling under the weather, but did not want to disappoint you by running reruns here. So I just got back from the Bonnaroo Music Festival. Katie, do you know about Bonnaroo?
Of course I do. Did you see Florence and the Machine?
Oh, wow, Katie, I can't hear you at all. Hang on, should I put a...
Can you hear me better now?
I can. That's awesome.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, I just got back from Bonnaroo, and I feel just wiped out. Do you know why?
Did you do drugs and drink alcohol?
I more of one than the other. All I'll say is that there came a point where all I had coursing through my veins was THC, ecstasy, caffeine, and stomach medicine to prevent me from just totally passing out, and allergy medicine, because Katie, it was fucking hot there.
How hot was it?
It was hotter than a red ant orgy. That's how hot it was. It was hotter than Satan's taint. It was like 95 degrees every day, and it dry, really just dry, so much so that there was dust in the air, and so I was blowing my nose there and essentially just blowing out, you know, little bits of mud from my nose. I'm sure that everybody's glad to know that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so that's why I'm home. And I wish I was there with a snuggie on and a warm cup of tea, but instead I just have to do this here. But it was lots of fun. You know what I did there?
What did you do?
I taught radical theater classes there, and even had some people come up to me and go, "Hey, I've heard you before on the radio." Blah blah blah. It was great. And I got people to wear masks and to do actions, like to create sketches where they go out into the crowd and make them pick up trash or confront people there who aren't doing their jobs. And so really it was just I got people to put on masks and act like assholes.
So you're always a professor even if you're at Bonnaroo on drugs?
Yes, yes. Well,
moral
I wasn't on drugs.
I'm just kidding.
I wasn't on drugs during...
During the teaching,
no. There was. But anyway...
Who was your favorite, really quick, sorry?
What's that?
Who was your favorite act?
My favorite music act?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I'm going to go with either My Morning Jacket... Arcade Fire. Have you heard of Arcade Fire?
Of course I know who they are. I actually haven't seen them live, though. I've heard amazing things.
It was amazing. There was like 70, 80,000 people watching them, everybody singing along to one of their songs. There was one point where the whole place just exploded at the same time and just amazing.
You're making me so jealous.
I know. I saw Eminem.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and he was terrible. Holy shit, all he does is stalk around the stage and yell at you.
Isn't that what a rapper's job is, I thought, and curse?
No, but you know what? Jay-Z, like, is out there, and he's got style, and he's
doing
different things. His songs actually sound different. Eminem, though, he just gets out there, and it's like, dude, chill the fuck out for a little while. Just one smile, one joke.
Yeah, he's too angry. I thought he went to, like, anger rehab. I guess he needs to go again.
Well, it's, you know, he can't go out there and just do his non-angry songs. You don't want Eminem out there doing, you know, I went to recovery and now I'm better and now I want to talk about ponies.
Yeah, no one likes when they improve, when other people improve themselves.
No. And then there were a bunch of bands you probably never heard of. Head and the Heart.
Yeah, no, you got me
there. They were awesome. Robert Plant and his new band were, who'd have thunk? They were incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah, old guys bringing it. I saw Loretta Lynn.
No way.
Yeah, I did.
That's amazing. I've never been to Bonnaroo.
It's insane. It's 4 days of camping. I camped. Where I camped, there were ticks, and so that was in the guest nice campground.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I've never been.
Yeah. So I'm not a camper. The first time I ever camped in my life was at Bonnaroo, so when I first went 5 years ago, and now and this time was the first time we were put in like this Blair Witch forest, and we had to check every day, like, you know, like our whole bodies for ticks. Oh my God, I hope that's not I'm feeling under my balls. Oh my God, I hope it's not a tick. And generally, it wasn't.
Well, that's good.
Yes. Speaking of genitalia, so today, what'd you think of the Anthony Weiner pictures?
Okay. The ones he texted, they were, first of all, very unattractive, so I don't know who was he was even talking to, who was in their 20s, which I also am, that actually enjoyed seeing them and whatever.
In the abstract.
Yes.
Beyond the scandal. Did you find them attractive? You did not find them attractive pictures.
No. If someone sent me a picture of their boxers, like, honestly, what? That's like sixth grade.
Okay, hang on. I'm deleting that picture right now. So the boxer one you didn't like. What about his?
Oh, the face ones and like the it's me. Like, he's so weird.
Yeah, and then the ones where it's just him with a towel like dangling down over his cock, and he's, you know.
He has like a good body, but not really. Like, he's like old. I don't know. I'm not into that. I'm not into like sexting. I've never sexted, and I don't plan on it. Or picture sexting, whatever the hell he did.
Yeah.
It's not my style. I prefer human contact.
What is wrong? I thought you were in your 20s. What
I know.
Is wrong with
well, no,
you?
I like to text, but if I'm talking to a guy, I would like it to be in person.
Wow. I don't know why you'd want that. Nobody likes actual contact anymore. It's just there's something wrong with people that they want that. And so none of the pictures, none of the. What about the way he sexted?
It's so gross.
Nobody's ever sexted you?
No, I mean, when I meet people or date them / hook up with them, it's in, like, person. Like, we're going to kiss on the lips, and we're both going to be in the same room. We're not going to be like, I wish you were here. Like, that's like cyber sex. Like,
even
what
afterwards,
the hell?
Even afterwards, you've never sexed.
Oh, no. No.
No?
I'm one and done. That's it.
You're one and done.
Yes. You know me. My date, I made it to 2 dates. That's it. Well, that's because I didn't put out, I think.
Oh, God, you know, it's something, you know, people should appreciate an old-fashioned woman, huh?
I know, they don't. They just want complete skanks.
Yeah. Did you read any of his sexts?
I read a few of them. I saw, like, the people, I read, like, articles about the people that he was sexting, and they were just, one was from Texas, like, how do you find someone that you don't even know that you want to sex? I don't understand.
You know, every once in a while, all you have to do, here's the deal.
Are you going to give me a sexting lesson?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a lesson. No, I'm going to give you a lesson. All you have to do, so if you're somebody that has a ton of followers on Facebook, for instance.
Okay, which
Twitter,
I do, of course.
You can begin by DMing people. That's the way it begins. But if you start Facebook messaging, all you have to do is appear. You know, if you're the little green light goes on your next to your name in people's messaging list on Facebook, they will start trying to communicate with you. And you've done that, right?
Facebook chatted. Yeah,
yeah,
I've totally done
Facebook
that.
Facebook chat. Well, that's all this is. It's just fancy Facebook chatting.
Okay. I like normal Facebook chatting.
Yeah. Hey, want to hear a couple of them?
Yeah, I want to hear them. Totally.
All right. He said, "Wow, A Jewish girl who sucks cock. Thinking about fucking your hot mouth.
What?
Yeah. That's charming, isn't it?
No, that's not charming.
Yes, that's like Shakespeare. My mistress eyes are nothing like the sun. That's like Lord
Julia.
Byron. She walks in beauty like the she walks in beauty like the sky of cloudless climes and whatever.
Yeah,
I'm not going to try to charm you, Katie.
Yeah, no, I mean Shakespeare would work better than that sex. I'll tell you that much. And I'm not Jewish, unfortunately.
Yeah. Ridiculous bulge in my shorts won't go away.
That was one of them.
Can't
you get
was
more
it.
Creative? If you're a professional sexer, someone who needs to go to sex rehab, shouldn't you know how to be like creative and really like raunchy, like a porn star? Or
well,
just amateur?
Do you think he should have resigned?
You know what? I don't know. It depends on the situation. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with his politics, but it just makes him look so bad that I'm really undecided on that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Are you? Do you think he should have?
No, I don't think he should have at all. I think that was.
I thought he wasn't going to, so I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't think he should have. I think it was a bullshit thing. I think that if it happened that if Bill Clinton's scandal had happened in the age of Twitter and Facebook, can you imagine that? Can you imagine having to read the tweets between Monica and Bill Clinton?
Would be so bad.
I sure loved it when I shoved my cigar in your hoochie.
Which is so gross.
It tasted just like.
Well,
roast beef.
Oh my goodness.
But that's, you know, that's what we would have been subject to.
Oh no, I know. Oh no, definitely. And I think he probably would have resigned. I don't know. I mean, maybe he wouldn't.
I think he would have totally had to resign.
I mean, like John Edwards, I think he's a complete scumbag. But like, I don't know. I don't think that this. Sexter. I think he could have got away with it. I think he actually did it because he didn't think he was win for a man.
Do you think that that Wiener did it just because he didn't think you? Well, it's people's private lives.
I agree with that completely.
I mean, you know, you can say everything you want about it, but ultimately, it's his private life.
It has nothing to do with us. It's not our business.
You know, everybody that he sexted with was doing it consensually.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody that found it harassing.
Yeah.
They were participants in it. I mean, yeah, it was bad judgment, but, you know, who knows? Maybe he and his wife had some kind of deal between them where it's like, oh, honey, you can go on the internet and masturbate while women are sexting you. That's okay. You do that.
Yeah.
If that's going to keep our marriage happy, then you can go ahead and do that.
I mean, yeah, there's just no such thing as personal privacy anymore at all. I mean, if you think about back to Tiger Woods, which everyone loves to talk about, but when Michael Jordan was doing the same thing, no one said a word.
See? Well, that was before Twitter. That was before Twitter and Facebook and all of that.
Yeah.
And nobody cared. You know, people didn't leave. People don't leave so many stupid-ass trails behind.
Yeah.
It's like, but the other thing is, I wouldn't want anybody seeing, you know, the things that I, you know, write to people.
No, me neither. I wouldn't even want my friends going through my text messages. It's just my life. It's my
right,
reading
right. You know, you say stupid shit when you're, you know, it's like when you're in the bedroom. You say stupid shit in the bedroom. You know, I dated somebody once who wanted me to talk dirty through the entire sexual experience. Through the entire thing, which made me have to get creative and come up with ways of talking filthy.
And what if everyone heard that? You would die, I bet.
Exactly. Well, you know, here's the thing. Is I always like to think of myself as having an audience and performing, no matter what the performance is. So I would like to think that an audience would find it entertaining for me to saying, you know, smack that ass and
I'm gonna
strangle a bitch or whatever, you know, was needed in the moment. And yes, it was violent, dirty talk. It was awful, just awful.
But I feel like for guys, it's not as embarrassing. I think like I would die, but I'm really private when it comes to stuff like
that. Yeah, well, but everybody is. That's what happened is with same thing with Clinton is all of a sudden the stupid shit that people do in the bedroom becomes public, and then And look at us. Look at us, Katie. Do you know how many important things are going on in the world right now?
And we're not paying attention to any of them.
We're not. We're not. So what we should do is take a quick break and then come back and play his resignation. Because what else is there to talk about?
Nothing.
I mean, my God, why bother talking about Syria? Why bother talking about the protest that's going to go on in Saudi Arabia tomorrow, where women are going to drive cars in large numbers? Why talk about the stupid shit that the Republican candidates for president are saying? Who gives a fuck that Michelle Bachmann essentially called for gutting the Constitution and that was supposed to be her big coming out party? Who cares that Mitt Romney said that federal funding for disaster relief is immoral and is actually will hurt the children? No, no, none of that matters, because Anthony Weiner matters.
Texted a picture of his body.
Anthony Weiner sent his dork around.
Yep.
Talking about the truly the only important thing that has gone on in the last month, really one of the significant events in American history, and I don't know how we will actually get by once it's over. Now that it is over, I feel as if we're all going to need a period of recovery. I feel as if we're all going to need to reflect, and we're all going to need to think about what life is going to be like without Anthony Weiner's penis around for us to mock and make fun of. I believe that we can get through this together. I think that if we all join together and come together as Americans, just like Democrats and Republicans came together to call for Weiner to resign, and where they didn't call for, say, John Ensign to resign or David Vitter to resign, with David Vitter, who of course had diaper sex with multiple prostitutes, and John Ensign, who banged a staff member and gave a job to the husband of the staff member he banged in order to keep it quiet. But nobody called for them to resign because that was cool. That was cool. But Anthony Weiner sent out a picture of his penis, and America has never been the same. Hey, Katie?
Yeah?
Why don't we hear the resignation?
All right, here it goes.
Good afternoon. About 20 years ago, I stood in this very same room here at the Council Center
and, so did my
and
penis.
Asked my neighbors for their help to take a chance on me
and my penis
in electing me to the City Council.
And my penis.
Then some 7 years later, I asked those same people to join with people in Queens in sending me
and my
to Congress.
Penis.
There is no higher honor in a democracy than or being
penis.
Sent by your neighbors to represent them
yes.
in the United States House of Representatives. It is particularly humbling to represent this district
and
because
humbled
the
my
communities
penis.
And families of the 9th Congressional District are hardworking,
and my
they're patriotic,
and it says
they're
my
opinionated,
penis.
They are authentic. I have never forgotten my neighbors
or their
because they represent the same middle class
or
story as mine.
Or
I went to public schools my whole life.
My
penis. Mother was a school teacher for 32 years. My father went to law school on the GI Bill.
So did his penis.
The middle class story of New York is my story.
And my penis.
And I'm very proud of that.
My middle class penis.
I'm here today to again apologize
for my penis.
For the personal mistakes I have made.
And my penis.
And the embarrassment I have caused.
So is my penis.
I make this apology to my neighbors and my constituents, but I make it particularly to my wife, Huma.
who liked my penis.
I had hoped to be able to continue the work that the citizens of my district elected me to do, to fight for the middle class and those struggling to make it. Unfortunately, the distraction that I have created
and my
has
penis.
Made that impossible. So today I am announcing my resignation from Congress.
Yeah! Oh, that's classy.
So my colleagues can get back to work. My neighbors can choose a new representative. And most importantly, that my wife and I can continue to heal from the damage I have caused.
Oh, it's so nice that his neighborhood's so authentic.
I know, that's so embarrassing.
Most importantly, so that I can continue to heal from the damage that I have caused.
They probably were.
I want to thank my colleagues in the House of Representatives, Democrats and Republicans alike. They come from different places around the country, but fundamentally,
they all have penises.
They're all patriots, and I will miss them all.
Sure, they do.
Thank you. I also want to express my gratitude to members of my staff. They're young people who are not paid very much. They're people that work very hard and very long hours. Ultimately, those people define the notion of service. I want to thank, of course, the many people who have helped me, the people who have volunteered, the people who have given me advice, the many of my constituents who have offered me good ideas. And, of course, I want to express my gratitude to my family, to my mother and father who instilled in me the values that carried me this far, to my brother Jason, and, of course, to my wife, Huma, who has stood with me through this entire difficult period and to whom I owe so very much. I got into politics to help give voice to the many who simply did not have one. Now I'll be looking for other ways to contribute my talents to make sure that we live up to that most New York and American of ideals. The idea that leaving a family, a community...
All right, you know what? Just stop.
We're done. We're done here. I just don't like that he says, I need to recover. I mean, I feel bad. I'm a girl, so I'm probably more sympathetic towards his wife. But what is he recovering from?
What if what?
I don't like that he's recovering. I think he shouldn't have said that. Because, I mean, I guess he's recovering with his actions that he decided to make, but... His wife is one who really, she didn't get screwed. That's the problem.
Well, you know, this whole stupid thing of, you know, that he needs to go to some kind of therapy. I mean, what is he going to go to? He's going to go to sex addiction?
Sex addiction is bullshit. Aren't people supposed to have sex? I don't understand.
Yeah, and in fact, we're supposed to be addicted. It's such a Victorian notion that this whole sex addiction thing. Yes, I know one can destroy one's life with anything. If one has compulsions to do things, one can destroy a life. But a number of people, I mean, I'm sorry, you know, Tiger Woods, for instance, rich guy,
wanted to get laid when he wanted to. He does not have a problem.
Sure.
I don't believe that at all.
Right.
I think
that
maybe 0.01% of people actually need.
So let me ask you: if you were a constituent of Anthony Weiner's, would you have wanted him to stay?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you?
Sure. Well, yeah, I wanted him to stay, and I'm not his constituent. I think the whole thing is bullshit. I think that what he did, of course, was wrong.
Yeah.
But it was wrong for his wife. And by the way,
his
wife,
who's hot.
Oh my!
She's
totally.
So hot.
But even more so, even more importantly, I know, Katie. Sometimes the way you reduce women to looks is really disturbing to me. But even more important than that, she was a friend. She is a former. May still be a member of Hillary Clinton's staff.
She still is, I believe.
So that means that, first of all, you know, Hillary Clinton is advising her on what to do.
Oh, definitely.
Which is just kind of darkly hilarious, and considering you know the provenance there, and then but that also means that he might have pissed off the Clintons. And if a Democrat pisses off the Clintons, Democrat is dead.
I think that that's probably what happened. And Hillary was like, you are done. Like, I mean, and I'm sure that his wife maybe agreed. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but Do you think she's going to leave him? I think that...
You know what?
I think she will.
He didn't bang anybody
as far as we know.
I know,
but it's
embarrassing. Come on. It's just... You know, this is the thing. It's like, haven't you ever been... Have you been in any long-term relationships, Katie?
Yeah, I'm old enough for that.
Oh, well, it doesn't... Just because you're old enough doesn't mean you have.
I have.
And, you know, you get to a point where, like, you're both at parties together, and you flirt some, and you say silly sexual things to other people because it's just part of the way humans interact. It's just the availability of technology, the stupid judgment people have when it comes to their sexual urges, the way that people get off on power, the way that they get off on people recognizing that power. Some and then we have somebody like Anthony Weiner who, for the most part, most of the things that he was doing good for a lot of people. That attracted young people, his energy and enthusiasm, and he misinterpreted it as being something else because of that aphrodisiac nature of power.
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely, actually.
So, hey, look at that. Look at the time.
Oh, yeah, we're running out.
Yeah. So, why don't we wrap this up then? And say, this has been an all-Wiener episode. All-Wiener episode.
All-Wiener all the time.
All-Wiener all the time. It's the Wiener, Wiener, nothing but Wiener. We promise, I promise, we will talk no Wiener next week.
No Wiener
unless he does something.
Again.
I don't know about that. I can't make that promise. Thanks a lot,
time.
Katie.
Miss you. Bye.
This is Cheater in the Rude. This is Lee Papa. And, usually Jeff Chrysler is by my side, but he's going to be performing in England. Check out his Facebook page or jeffchrysler.com for information. If you happen to be in England and want to see Jeff perform, you can also pick up my book, The Rude Pundit's Almanac, at orbooks.com and also on Amazon. That's The Rude Pundit's Almanac, and... you can read my blog, The Rude Pundit, rudepundit.blogspot.com, and you can follow me on the Twitter, at Rude Pundit. This has been Cheater and the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network. Like an addict.